The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we eat like crap. We really do. And it looks like diabetes has now quadrupled since the 1980s. And I mean, I remember the 1980s. I was skinny. I was dancing to Money Money and Billy Idol and Def Leppard and Journey and Quiet Riot. And I was just all that. But unfortunately, here we are now, middle-aged and older, and we're dealing with diabetes. It's all our fault. According to the World Health Organization, diabetes cases has reached 422 million, and poorer countries are seeing higher and higher rises. This is one of the biggest studies to date of diabetes trends, and they say because we're getting older, and we're aging, and we're living longer than what heart attacks and cancer used to allow us to live, we're living long enough to finally get diabetes. I remember my grandmother, skinny, beautiful little thing. All of a sudden, she got to her 70s, and she needed to be on insulin. And it's like, wow, I never thought she'd get diabetes. And it's happening. The older you are, the more it's happening. Now, type 2 diabetes is diabetes we're talking about. We talked about insulin resistance. It's where your pancreas makes insulin to help bring the sugar from your body, your diet, and bloodstream into the cells. But type 2 diabetes, something's not right. If you don't have enough insulin or something's preventing the insulin from working as well as it should, you have resistance either by fat or something kind of pushing against that cell wall door so sugar can't come on in and do what it needs to do. And obesity is a big part of it. Having diabetes, you could have heart attack, stroke, you could go blind, neuropathy, pain in the nerves, pain in your feet, numbness, kidney failure. You could get an infection in one of your limbs and later need to be amputated. So this is some serious stuff. So they found that between 1980 and 2014, diabetes has become more common among men than women. And rates of diabetes rose significantly in many low and middle income countries like China, India, Indonesia, Pakistan, Egypt, and Mexico. According to the World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan, she says the findings showed an urgent need to address unhealthy diets and lifestyles around the world. She says if we're going to make any headway in halting the rise of diabetes, we need to rethink our daily lives to eat healthy, be physically active, and avoid excessive weight gain. Even in the poorest settings, governments must ensure that people are able to make these healthy choices and that healthy systems are able to diagnose and treat people. Now, many of you guys are listening to this going, Dahlia, hold the phone. I eat healthy. I exercise. I'm always running around work. I'm not sitting there eating French fries. Why am I obese? Okay, I think it's time for us to, and I've said this on the show before, but I know a lot of you guys are new to the show, but I think it's time for us to realize that we're doing something else to cause us to be obese, okay? I see you guys, and if you look at and see what the skinny people do, they look scared to death of sugar. I told you, I was in a supermarket aisle, and there was a very, very thin woman, athletic looking in front of me. And I decided to peek at what was in her shopping cart. It was basically empty. And there was some, I think, tuna fish, a lot of greens, and some rice cakes. And that was her groceries. Meanwhile, you look at my cart, milk and orange juice and lunch meat and cheese and cereal and, And you know, even if we do exercise a lot, all right, processed carbohydrates or processed food must be messing with our metabolism. Our body must be going, wait a second, what the heck is this? This isn't real food. And you're like, well, yes, it is. I bought a sandwich, and it has chicken salad and mayonnaise and bread and all that, so it's a sandwich. It's healthy. How do you know it's healthy? What if that chicken was processed? What if they had to flavor it? And those flavorings are artificial. What about the bread? So here you are thinking you're eating a chicken salad sandwich, and yeah, it's probably healthier than a burger from a fast food joint, but don't be surprised that you're still gaining weight. I mean, we need to eat fresh, 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 and it's got to be green, green, green. And that is very hard for a lot of us. You know, so I have a new job now. I'm a professor at Touro University. So I closed my practice, and I now teach students. I know the poor students. Oh, my gosh. No, they're going to do good. They're going to do good. I'm so excited. I got my big first lecture today of the students. Yeah, I am going to call them baby doctors. They need to know that I am mama doctor. They need to know that I am their mommy at the school. And I think they'll appreciate that they have a mommy there. I really do. Oh, they're so screwed and they don't even know it. Anyway, and there's not really a lot of places to eat around there, but there's a sandwich shop. And I'm feeling all healthy that I'm getting myself a pastrami and Swiss sandwich. First, that's not kosher, so that really probably wasn't the smartest move to do, but that's okay. But number two, pastrami and Swiss, is that really healthy? So, one is, I think we are completely overestimating the healthiness of the food we're eating. Number two, what we're doing is we're forgetting that in order to make a salad or a chicken sandwich or whatever, they still use preservatives. There's still a whole bunch of other crap in there that you may not realize. And if that's the case, then no wonder we're gaining weight. It's something messing with our metabolism. Our body has no idea what to do. And many of you are like, well, maybe it's my thyroid. Yeah, check your thyroid. I think that's a great idea to check your thyroid. Absolutely. All the power to you. But I would really recommend you check the plastics. You know, maybe you guys are always eating from plastic containers and drinking water from plastic bottles. Maybe it's your diet soda. We talked about diet soda. So there was a study talking about how these bad sugars are putting you at risk for breast cancer, prostate cancer. This is another study saying sugar is bad. You got to get that. And we're talking sugary drinks, soda pop. We need to stop it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so apparently yesterday, we were talking about, you know, crazy job interview questions and how some of these big companies will ask you about how many basketballs fill the room and, you know, kind of esoteric stuff. And I taught you guys about how to, how to read through that and why it's not that they want to know that you know your math and how to answer that, but what they're trying to do is see how you respond to the question and if you make fun of it, how you answer it, and just how you deal with, you know, the stress of a weird question like that. Well, apparently, got a bunch of emails on those of you interviewing for jobs and feeling like you can't get a job because of your interview skills and you don't have confidence with an interview and how do you do that and how do you You know, I myself, I have a big personality, so I make it look easy. But if you don't have a personality like mine, Dr. Dahlia's, then how are you going to get the job? So if I could just really, really quickly answer some of those questions, okay? Because this is important for any job you have, even dinner with the mother-in-law, okay? This is some important advice that I think you all need. And I'm going to be actually lecturing to the students on something very similar to this, okay? And it all applies, whether you sell cars, whether you're on TV, whether you're a doctor or a nurse, okay? You have to look at every ounce of time as marketing opportunity and every minute or second as valuable. So, for example, if I get a spot on television, I only get X amount of time when I'm either a news interview or on Pawn Stars or whatever they give me. Now, you may film for longer periods, but you only get a bite-sized amount of time. And every second is valuable. Same thing with air. You know, I am so grateful for the opportunity I get to be on air. It is so valuable every second, every minute that I get to be on air. May not be valuable for you guys, but it's valuable to me. So, and it is because I get to teach. It's because I get to be heard. I get an audience. Okay, so now as a doctor or nurse, okay, you may only have X amount of time with that patient. They may be dying. You may have other patients to see. Your shift may not allow you to spend the time that you need. And your interaction with that patient, let's say, okay, we'll talk about, this is for people interviewing, let's say, for medical, but we'll also talk about interviewing and marketing and the variety of other aspects and jobs. But if you're a doctor or a patient or a nurse or mid-level a nurse practitioner, PA, you have to realize that those vital seconds that you have with the patient may be your only opportunity to save a life. So let's say you tell them to quit smoking. And all right, yeah, she told me to quit smoking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I told them to quit smoking. I wrote down to quit smoking. Okay, that counts for something. You're reminding them that they need to quit smoking may actually save their life one day. You need to realize that every second you have with somebody is precious. And you have to realize that you may never get a second chance with that person. So now looking at a job interview or a marketing firm or an advertising agency, etc. Okay? Every second you have in that interview, you need to make sure you have your best face. Don't think, okay, well, I could scratch myself or I could look, you know, bored or I could yawn or I could... Don't waste any time, okay? You know, have your briefcase ready. You know, I see medical students, they have their Welch Allyn kit and then they open it up in front of the patient, they take out the ophthalmoscope and all that. Don't be wasting valuable time doing that. You only have X amount of time, X amount of seconds to convince that person in front of you that you are the one, that you are going to change their life, or you're going to be the one that's going to change that company. So you need to realize that, and you need to be prepared. I think the biggest mistake many of you guys make with interviews, and I've seen it with people that interview for me, they are so unprepared. I'm like, really? I mean, you couldn't give this any thought. Just an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure, right? You couldn't give it any thought to maybe iron the shirt or to maybe, you know, zip up your zipper after you went to the bathroom or to, and I understand a lot of that is nerves. When I interviewed for medical school, I told you guys I got nail polish on my silk camisole under my suit, and so I used nail polish remover to get the nail polish off, and it burned a hole in the silk, so I had a big hole, and you could see my bra. I mean, it was ridiculous, and again, it wasn't that I was not paying attention or I didn't put the time. It's like I overthought it, and I was nervous. Come on, you got to be confident, okay, and you have to be prepared, so make sure you don't waste any time during the interview. All right, if you have a big, long CV, and you don't think they're or a resume, you don't think they're going to want to sit there and listen to 10 minutes of everything you've done, shorten it, okay? Say I have a long version and a short version. The short version is I was an ER doc. I was an urgent care physician. I'm a family practice medicine doctor. I'm a board certified doctor. I've syndicated radio personality, done a lot of TV work, and I, you know, love kids. Something like that, all right? Quit and then let them go, okay, wait a second here. I would like to now hear more about this, this, and this, but be prepared. Have that have that one line, or have that bulleted information about you ready to go. And when you walk into the room, be confident. Would you hire somebody that walked into an interview room or walked into a patient room looking down, looking nervous? Would you? No. Okay? Now, I do teach a lot of medical students, and I do teach a lot of people that if you are nervous, a very helpful tool is to tell them. Now, don't sit there and go, oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous. Oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous. Oh, I'm so nervous. No, that's not going to help. But you could sit down and go, this is my dream job. I apologize if I come off a little nervous, but wow, I never thought I'd get to be sitting here at H&H and be able to interview for a position like this. Let me first thank you for the opportunity to be interviewed. And again, I apologize if any nerves come out, because this is very exciting for me. Something like that will gain so many points. Okay? If you're nervous, tell them. You know? And you know, do it in a way where, well, why are you nervous? Now, oh, I'm nervous because, you know, I just ate a bunch of, you know, gluten food, and I'm, you know, gonna toot in front of you, and I'm, okay, maybe not like that. I mean, you know, tell them you're nervous for an honest reason. You know, well, you're nervous because you really want that's why you're nervous. You're not nervous because you think you have a pimple growing, or, you know, you missed plucking a hair on your upper lip when you were putting your makeup on this morning. That's not why you're nervous. You're nervous because you want this job, and you want to make sure that you interview well. Don't say that you're afraid you're going to screw up. Never bring up a negative. Always bring up a positive. Okay? Why are you nervous? Oh, because I've never interviewed well, or I've never, don't do that. That's a negative. Why are you nervous? Because this is a job I've always wanted. It's a dream job. See, that's a positive. Okay? Why should my son marry you? Okay, this is the mother-in-law. Well, because, you know, I behave myself, and I don't, I got rid of all my other boyfriends, and I'm not gonna hit him, and I'm not, no, those are negatives. Okay, why should, you know, I let my son marry you? Because I am I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm this, you know, the positives. Another thing is, I've told you guys, make sure you have your positives ready to go. Make sure you do. Make sure you also have your negatives, your weaknesses. Okay? You know, if your job interview or if the boss asks you, you know, name a weakness, don't say porn. Okay? That's not good. Okay? Don't, you know, weakness. I really like movies, and I love seeing movies day out. I mean, I'm the type of person that would be in line when Star Wars comes out, and I think that's a weakness. I should be able to say, who cares? You know, but I'm the type of person that I have to be there on opening day movies or something like that. Okay, and that's honest. It lets them see a little bit of your personality and tell them, look, I'm not going to take off work, but I got to tell you, that's a weakness of mine. I have to be there at opening night at midnight or whatever. So you got to be honest. And like me, one of my weaknesses will be, you know, I love sweets. That would be a great answer. All right, yeah, so what are your weaknesses? I love sweets. I want to be at this job forever, so I want to make sure I'm healthy enough to be here forever. So I got to work on my sweet tooth. And those kinds of things. Maybe it sounds corny, but again, it's better than an answer of porn. Okay? So, good luck with that. That's one of the things going to be, you know, teaching the medical students and you as patients. You know, I would love to hear from you guys what really, you know, and I'll share these with the students as well. What really disappointed you with your doctor walking in, you know, or student doctor? What is it that was the biggest turnoff, going, you know what, I am not going to place my life into his hands? What was that? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or email us at drdahlia.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it's about time. The White House has now said that it will redirect the funds from Ebola to now the fight towards Zika. So they are going to redirect the $589 million in funds to prepare and respond to the Zika virus before the mosquito starts to emerge in the United States. White House Budget Director Sean Donovan, however, said the move was only a temporary fix for Zika finding funding, I think they misspelled, adding that some measures would have to be delayed, curtailed, or stopped unless the U.S. Congress approves an emergency funding request for more than $1.8 billion made earlier this year. Now, the virus, obviously, the Zika virus has been linked to microcephaly in Brazil, birth defect with multiple thousands of cases of babies being affected. It is spreading rapidly in Latin America and the Caribbean. I believe Vietnam now has a couple cases, one with a pregnant woman. Puerto Rico is being affected. And Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews Burwell said that without the requested emergency funding opposed by some key congressional Republicans, according to her, the United States risks its ability to respond to the Zika virus. Burwell said mosquito control and surveillance may have to be delayed or stopped. Vaccine development should be jeopardized, and development of faster diagnostic tests could be impaired. All right. The Republican-controlled Congress said that the White House should draw the money it needs to fight Zika from the $2.7 billion in funds set aside for public health projects aimed at the Ebola virus. So $1.8 billion more has been asked by the U.S. Congress. The Republican-controlled Congress is going, look, guys, we got $2.7 billion in funds already for Ebola. Now, here's my thing with this, okay? Ebola, we still shouldn't turn our back on by any means, okay? Do not let your guard down. But if nobody is really doing anything with that $2.8 billion, and they are holding it on and saving it for a rainy day, I would probably say, why can't we use half of that to start preparing for Zika? Meanwhile, still researching, I still don't understand why. I mean, I know things cost a lot of money, but I cannot wait for the government to start to, you know, buy toilet bowl cleaners and hammers at the same discounted rate that we do when we go to Walmart. I still don't understand why things are so gosh darn expensive at the government level. I think we could really do things a heck of a lot cheaper than we have been. Burwell said there's already 672 confirmed cases of Zika infections in the continental United States and U.S. territories, including 64 pregnant women. She said there was one confirmed case of Zika-related microcephaly in Hawaii. So, here's my suggestion. Okay, so you got $2.8 billion. $589 million funds at least are going to start. Okay, that's a great start. At least we're moving there. We have some people still research Ebola and maybe manufacture the ZMAP and still work on the vaccine. That could be, but they don't need all $208 billion. And then start shunting some of the money towards Zika. And if anybody cries, well, look, you guys took the money away, I would say fire them all and find out why they couldn't do it with $1.8 billion and they needed a full $2.8 billion. See, this is what makes me really mad. Remember when the Listeria outbreak killed a bunch of people a few years back and the FDA blamed funding? They said, we don't have enough staff. You're like, well, what else are you guys working on? I mean, I know the FDA is doing a lot. I get that. But what is their infectious disease, infection control, food safety unit then doing? Okay? Listeria should be part of that job. It should already be under that umbrella. Okay? Same thing. Okay? When you appropriate money, don't just pick Ebola. Don't just pick Junin virus, which we talked about as a new virus that we need to be on the lookout for. Don't just pick yellow fever. What I would suggest you do is you have a package like this $2.8 billion that they have for any virus that could be a threat to us, and then you start prioritizing some of the money. But if we're going to now shoot for another $1.8, I mean, we got to be smarter with their spending. I just don't get it. But by no means should we take all funding away from Ebola. Okay. Sorry about that. Whew, okay. So, I just want to know how they're spending. You know, I take a look at my budget. I would just, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the Zika mystery, they say, has deepened with evidence of nerve cell infections. Top Zika investigators now believe that the birth defect microcephaly, as well as Guillain-Barré, maybe just the most obvious maladies, and there's other things that could be going on. Well, of course, we've already discussed this at length. We're like, look, guys, you know, Zika doesn't just cause one problem. If it's already messing with the development of a baby, what else is it doing? They say fueling the suspicion were recent discoveries of serious brain and spinal cord infections like encephalitis, meningitis, myelitis by people exposed to Zika. And they find that evidence of Zika's damage could be more varied and widespread than initially believed. And some of these new suspected disorders could cause paralysis, permanent disability. So we need to kind of move quickly on this getting a vaccine. Scientists now, they say, are of two minds about why these new maladies have come into view. First, now that the virus is spreading through large populations, you get to see a lot more of the nuances of the virus, okay? You have a lot more cases to study. Second is the newly detected disorders are more evidence that the virus has evolved. Here's the thing, okay? Many of you guys had Zika, might have been exposed to Zika, probably didn't report it, okay? You felt bad, you had a rash, you maybe thought you had pink eye because your eyes were red, you got over it, and you felt fine. Okay, now we're testing you. I mean, you think you have Zika, we want to know about it. We have precautions, we have all these red flags going up, and so we are on you like glue. So now, you know, if you're like, gosh, I understand I'm numb. I don't understand. I'm achy. I'm this. My vision has changed. I thought I just needed reading glasses, but maybe, you know, now we're able to watch this. Now we're able to quantitate. And so this is obviously a huge, unfortunate, opportunity though to now evaluate a virus and what it does. And that's what an outbreak, like Ebola. None of us really knew that Ebola could sit and hide out in your body and then all of a sudden come out in your eye or all of a sudden start affecting your brain. Okay? We didn't know that. I didn't know that. Why? It wasn't until an epidemic. And, you know, unfortunately, these things happen and we never want them to happen. We don't want epidemics. But unfortunately, you know, with each epidemic, we learn how to treat disease. I mean, if tuberculosis didn't kill millions of people, we wouldn't know how to treat it today. This is unfortunately nature's way of protecting us and keeping our animal kingdom active. And it's a very frustrating part of reality. And by no means am I grateful for Ebola coming out and you know, doing what it's done. But that's the only reason why we were able to study it. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Loose bristles from grill cleaning brushes may pose danger. So you guys are at the barbecue stage right now of the season. Okay, everybody's starting to get the barbecues out. The weather is starting to maybe lighten up, not back east, but out where I live, we're getting some 80-degree temperature, 90 degrees. So let's go out and barbecue. Problem is you got to be careful with these injuries that you get from the bristles. These bristles are falling off. They're sticking to the grill. Then they stick to your food. Then they can irritate the mouth, the throat, give you stomach issues, intestinal issues, and now you're swallowing bristles. So you feed your kid something that they used wire bristles on. That could really tear up its intestine. So I need you guys to be careful. Maybe not use bristle brushes. Maybe examine the meat. Make sure you don't see these things. They're hard. I don't know what the answer is. I don't like to barbecue. I'm not a fan of it. I like microwaving. 1-877 Doc Dolly, good boy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, we got some breaking news. They say the DEA will decide whether to change its course on marijuana by July. In a lengthy memo to lawmakers, the Drug Enforcement Administration said it hopes to decide whether to change the federal status of marijuana in the first half of 2016. Okay, well, we're well into the first half, so that means they need to move the tushies and figure out what they want to do by June 30th. Marijuana, that's not what the article says. That's my response. Okay. Marijuana is currently listed under the Controlled Substance Act as a Schedule I drug, meaning that for the purposes of federal law, the drug has, quote, no medical use and a high potential for abuse, and is one of the, quote, most dangerous drugs of all the drug schedules with potentially severe psychological or physical dependence. Marijuana shares Schedule I status with heroin, and it is more strictly regulated than the powerful prescription painkillers that have obviously been the focus of multiple deaths and overdoses in this century. So, first set in 1970, marijuana's classification under the Controlled Substances Act has become increasingly out of step, they say, according to this article in the Washington Post, with scientific research, public opinion, medical use, and state law. Citing marijuana's potentially significant therapeutic potential, they say, for a number of serious ailments, including chronic pain, epilepsy, organizations like the AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics have called on the DEA to change the drug scheduling status. Now, and again, I'm torn on this. I'll finish the article and then we'll talk. But the DEA has rebuffed numerous previous attempts at rescheduling, sometimes after decades of stonewalling, and they say in at least one case overrode the recommendation of its own administrative judge. So, in a current memo, now they are possibly looking at, they say, the government grants a monopoly on marijuana protection for research purposes to one program at the University of Mississippi. According to this one report, they say because of this monopoly, research-grade drugs that meet researcher specifications often take years to acquire if they are produced at all. All right, so, and we're going to talk more about this week with, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, et cetera. So I think public opinion is changing on marijuana. I think many people out there are praying that marijuana finally becomes legal so everybody gets to go home and smoke some dope so they don't have to drink or take Ambien or take their antidepressants or take the Viagra. I really don't understand how it's going to substitute for Viagra. I don't think it helps with sexual function, but I, you know what? If you guys think it will, all the power to you. You watched Annie Hall or something in the past. I'm not sure where you got that from. All right, but let's take a look at why it's a Schedule I drug. I mean, let's, okay. It says here the drug has no medical use and a high potential for abuse. Okay, the medical use may be worth changing. Okay, if we do find that it helps epilepsy and it helps cancer patients with appetite and it helps with pain. But high potential for abuse, absolutely. 1,000% correct. Marijuana has a very high potential for abuse. So it qualifies for that. Then, quote, the most dangerous drugs of all the schedules with potentially severe psychological and physical dependence. I wouldn't say it's the most dangerous drugs of, I mean, I'm sure there's other Schedule I drugs within there, within that class that are more dangerous. But potentially severe psychological or physical dependence, again, yes. Okay? I think you could become very, very addicted to it and very, very used to it. Just like people are used to their pain pills and their sleeping aids. Marijuana is going to be the go-to as we start to restrict access to benzodiazepines and controlled substances and as things start to change more and more. The problem is are we prepared to have a society where everybody goes home at night and smokes marijuana? Or they wake up in the morning and smoke marijuana so they can deal with the stress of going to work. I don't think we're prepared for that. So, when it says marijuana shares Schedule I status with heroin, see, I believe medicines in the Schedule I status are medicines that you really don't want kids to have access to, you really don't want people driving around on, and are medicines that are very highly addictive. So, maybe they could change it, you know, to a lower schedule drug, but it's still very much higher potential, still this high potential for abuse, still high potential for dependence. So the DEA changing its classification could help allow more research, okay, and which I'm for. And I do not have a problem with the legalization of marijuana. I do have a problem with it being legalized before we have the infrastructure ready and in place. So we'll keep you posted. I'm very optimistic that the DEA will lower its schedule status. And later this month, we're going to talk about the different DEA schedules. But we still have a long way to go. And once we say, okay, marijuana is fine and marijuana is okay, okay, we're going to have to use the same scrutiny that we do with alcohol. Now, alcohol, that's pretty easy to test with drivers. You could have breathalyzers. You know, you could tell when somebody's drunk. Sometimes with marijuana, you can't tell if a person has some impairment, okay, when they have it in their system. And, you know, we're going to have some restrictions on air traffic controllers, first responders, medical personnel. We're going to have some sort of restrictions on people using the legal drug of marijuana once it becomes legal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So insomnia has been linked with abnormalities in the brain's white matter. A small Chinese study has seen the changes in people's brains of those who have insomnia. I guess 5% of us, the population, have insomnia. I was kind of surprised by that number. I would think more would. But the researcher said the disruptions occur in areas of the brain involved in the regulation of sleep and wakefulness, as well as cognitive function. It affects the thalamus and the corpus callosum. The corpus callosum connect the two halves of the brain. The researchers explained that the white matter tracts are bundles made up of long fibers of nerve cells that connect one part of the brain to another. They say if the white matter tracts are impaired, communication between brain regions are disrupted. Now, this is this makes a lot of sense. You know, we talked about this in the first hour. You're lying there in bed and you can't fall asleep. And you're like, this is ridiculous. And you need your brain to do it. You need your body to do it, you know? And I tell you guys, come up with a happy place, maybe take a hot shower to relax the muscles. I mean, we're trying to figure out all sorts of ways. Sing a song, have a song in your mind. I need my cat. If I have my cat next to me purring, I can fall right to sleep. The purring sound, but ask me my cat, I can't just listen to purr sounds. It's got to be my baby. But listening to my baby, I got kids, but I don't need to sleep. And they could be in another room. But the kitty cats, if I have the cat next to me and him purring, I could fall asleep to that. So we find that there's little tricks. Is it psychological? Is it biological? I don't know. Variety of factors. But why is it that we can't fall asleep? Okay, if we have insomnia, what's doing? And we've all had levels of insomnia, but true insomnia, where people are so addicted to these sleeping aids, and then later they're going to be using marijuana for that, it'd be nice to figure out why. So apparently researchers did MRI-type imaging, some fancier imaging called diffusion tensor imaging, and they looked at the pattern of water movement in white matter to identify any irregularities. And they found that participants with insomnia had significantly reduced white matter integrity, meaning it didn't connect as well as people that the bridges weren't as good as the connections as people that didn't have insomnia. And they found that in the thalamus, which regulates consciousness, sleep, and alertness, and the other was the corpus callosum. And that area, like I said, it bridges the two halves of the brain. So, if you do have connective issues, I mean, there are some people, they just can't sleep. Okay? I mean, and you see this with kids, you know? And so we have to find out, is it you're losing myelin? Are you losing some of the protective coating around the nerve fibers so they're not conducting well? Is it, trauma-based? Because I think a lot of people induce their own insomnia. You know, I mean, a lot of times when I can't sleep, I cause it myself, you know, because I think about something and I just, you know, fixate on it. But there's people out there where no matter what they do, even taking sleeping medicines, they can't do it. Can't sleep. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down. Little white church.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.